It's all downhill from here. I mean, 2016 doesn't look too good. Trump may want to rebuild America, but it's going to be an uphill battle all the way.
We have to rebuild our country. It's so important. It's so vital. We have to rebuild our hospitals and our everything, our roads, our airports. Our country's a mess. Our bridges. Did you see a report? 61% of them are in trouble. What does that mean? You're driving across and it collapses. And that's been happening.
But you can't fix bridges without a tax base. For the first time in U.S. history, the middle class is a minority. Jobs for waiters and orderlies may abound, but upward mobility jobs have been offshored by Jewish Wall Street to China. No wonder our bridges are collapsing. A dwindling middle class means a measly tax base and a broken bridge to the future with plenty of potholes on the road ahead. That's why bail-ins are coming. D.C. no longer has the bucks to bail out failing banks, so confiscation of deposits fits the bill. The legal framework is already in the works since depositors are tagged as lenders and last to be paid if a bank goes belly up. And once they go belly up, Stanley Fischer, the real head of the Fed and dual citizen of Israel whose loyalties are questionable, has bail-ins in mind.
Work on the use of resolution mechanisms set out in the Dodd-Frank Act holds the promise of making it possible to resolve banks in difficulty at no direct cost to the taxpayer. As part of this approach, the United States is preparing a proposal to require systemically important banks to issue bail-inable long-term debt that will enable insolvent banks to recapitalize themselves.
All his financial gobbledygook means that banks will recapitalize by grabbing your checkbook. You, the depositor, I mean lender, takes the hit. The Second Amendment is also taking a hit. Obama's about to sidestep Congress and pass a raft of EOs, one of which will limit annual sales by firearm sellers. And guess who's drafting the EOs for Obama? The usual suspects. Michael Bloomberg, head of the Center for American Progress, and his synagogue buddy, John Feinblatt, head of Every Town for Gun Safety. It's a Jewish agenda to strip the goyim of their guns. But Trump ain't buying it.
The Second Amendment guarantees a fundamental right that belongs to all law-abiding Americans, right? I wrote this. The Constitution doesn't create that right. It ensures that the government can't take it away, right? Can't. They're doing all sorts of moves to try and take it away. Our founding fathers knew and our Supreme Court has upheld that the Second Amendment purpose is to guarantee our right to defend ourselves and our families. We need that. In fact, I have a license to carry in New York. Can you believe that? Nobody knows that. Now, this is in light of what's gone on with Oregon. You know, every time something happens, they blame. They don't blame mental illness, that our mental health care is out of whack, and all of the other problems. And by the way, it was a gun-free zone. I will tell you, if you had a couple of the teachers or somebody with guns in that room, you would have been a hell of a lot better off.
And speaking of teachers, the homosexual movement, pushed by the Jewish ADL and SPLC, is launching a full-scale attack on Christian schools. Just last week, a Massachusetts court forced a Catholic girls' school, Fontbonne Academy, to hire the plaintiff, a homosexual teacher who stated on his application that he was married to another man. And you thought the Supreme Court ruling would satisfy the homosexuals and their Jewish enablers? There's no rest for the wicked. They're all about destroying the church through the back door by undermining her teachings. And Hillary's all for it. Her kickoff ad showed two men holding hands and two women cuddling up together. She also holds male hero Vladimir Putin in contempt.
When Putin came back in and said he was going to be president, that did change the relationship. We have to stand up to his bullying and...
Shut her mouth. The time for whipping up enemies is over. If we're going to rebuild America, then all the war rhetoric must stop. Trump claims he can make that happen.
Oh, and then they're accusing me. Putin called him brilliant. That's not good. Well, you know, isn't it sort of nice if, like, countries that we're always fighting with, maybe we get along and let them do, right? I mean, look, you know, we're all tough guys, but wouldn't it be nice if, like, Russia and us could knock out an enemy together, not us bear the full cost sometimes? Like, you know, we're always fighting, but I've had some guys say, oh, Russia. How about one of the people up in the city? I wouldn't talk to them. I wouldn't discuss anything. I wouldn't talk. They want. What do they want to do? They want to have a World War III. Okay? World War III. For what?
It's time we stop the war rhetoric and our war economy. We're living in a war economy, not the peace economy we need for rebuilding our crumbling cities and broken bridges. Time to beat our swords into plowshares and start building bridges with the rest of the world. If that's ahead for 2016, then we've still got a fighting chance.